The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Hump Day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Joe Biden watch, it continues, Dom. Welcome to it.
Hey, Crute, good to be with you. Rich on the board, our fair audience. Thank you for joining the political party. 844-967-2789.
Dom, today, if you're a fan of President Joe Biden, today has got to be a sad day because the president has lost George Clooney.
What? The actor?
Well, I thought you'd know him more as a tequila maker.
I got to tell you, when I saw that headline, I did some reflection. I thought, damn, Dominic, you know, you've been kind of laying back, taking the let Joe be Joe kind of role in here, not saying that he should step down it. But if the guy who came up with, along with some other folks, my favorite tequila, Casamigos, if he has some concerns about the president, maybe, just maybe, I should reconsider.
And he was in Ocean's 11, right?
You're a liar.
Like a whole series of Ocean's movies.
I only lied about being a thief.
U.S. President Joe Biden suffered a stunning blow today.
Is it?
Well, I'm just reading from the Raw story here, my cited source, Dom. When actor and leading Democratic supporter George Clooney urged him to drop his reelection bid while party heavyweight Nancy Pelosi declined to back his candidacy. Who's the bigger star, Nancy or George?
Well, who's got more political clout? I'd certainly think Nancy.
It's close.
George got more money, though. He sold that Casamigos like $1 billion, man. I got killer money on that tequila. When are we coming out with the Devil's Advocates tequila? I would buy that.
It would have to be a Blanco because, you know, I can't do that harsh stuff. But whatever Paco gave us the other day, we'll drink some tequila at Campale next week during our RNC coverage. I feel quite confident. Yeah. I love Joe Biden. Clooney, who hosted a star-studded fundraiser with Biden just last month, wrote in the New York Times, "But the one battle he cannot win is the fight against time. It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was there with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe Big Effin' Deal Biden of 2010. And he wasn't even the Joe Biden in 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate. Now, at the fundraiser in L.A., co-hosted by Clooney and fellow movie star Julia Roberts, Biden appeared tired as he took the stage alongside former President Barack Obama. Now, was this the one where Barack gave him sort of a grab on the arm and then put his arm around his shoulder and walked him off?
Steered him away, as the Republicans would like to say. Perhaps.
He had flown straight to California from the G7 summit in Italy and has since blamed jet lag and a cold for his disastrous performance at the June 27th television debate with Donald Trump. Biden's bid for a second term in the White House has been under severe pressure since the debate. Severe, Dom. In which he slurred his words and stood with his mouth agape while Trump talked. I do that while you talk sometimes, Dom. And while top Democrats broadly but unenthusiastically backed on Tuesday, Biden's efforts to turn the page took a leap backwards with the interventions of Pelosi and Clooney. Now, Pelosi, she didn't go all in and say, I love the man, but he needs to get out. She's more like, that's Joe's choice, but I wish he'd hurry up and decide.
Right.
Joe's been very clear what he decided. Apparently, she seemingly, dismissive of the answer he's given publicly so far, Dom.
Well, I mean, hell, Pelosi, she's 86, Crudy. What do you expect?
Former House Speaker Pelosi, 86, as you mentioned, Dom, said time was running out for Biden to decide whether to end his candidacy, ignoring Biden's repeated insistence that he's committed to run. It's up to the president to decide if he's going to run, she told MSNBC. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because the time is running short. It's only running short if you're not staying in the race, Nancy, right? Again, Pelosi said Biden should, however, delay any final decision until after NATO's 75th anniversary summit in Washington, which the U.S. president is hosting this week. On the way to the summit on Wednesday, Biden dropped in on U.S. union leaders in a further bid to shore up the backing for his reelection bid. Biden's appearances, and we've got this sound, we'll play some of it for our fair audience. That's you, nice folks. Biden's appearances at the NATO gathering are being closely watched as he tries to reassure allies of his continued ability to lead as the alliance backs Ukraine's fight against Russia. Okay, Dom, so we've got some sound, but let me ask you. Once you've lost George Clooney, have you not lost female voters? America. Maybe not all Americans. I don't give a damn what George Clooney thinks, but...
I mean, I really don't. I mean, he's a fine enough actor, and he seems, you know, he made a decent tequila. Well, okay. And, you know, everyone, you know, opinions are like
but
elbows,
he's handsome.
Man. Everyone's got one. Yeah.
But he's good looking.
So are you. Kurt.
In my mind. But others seem to acknowledge it about Clooney. Less so me.
So the physical makeup of your face and bone structure doesn't give you any prescient knowledge of the future or what anyone should do. Come on, man. It's got absolutely zero to do with it. Nah, he seems like an intelligent guy. I'm not going to knock him there. And everyone's got an opinion. He's sharing his. And he certainly has had more interaction with the president than, like, I have. So you can take it for what it's worth. At the end of the day, I continue to say, as Pelosi indicated today, this is Joe's decision. He's going to have to make that decision. And presumably, this is the important week. CNN Chiron right now is saying Joe's going to be doing a major press conference tomorrow. Now, if he gets in front of a bunch of media folks and handles that well, I mean, does that bode well? Absolutely, it does. If he gets this, you know, the faraway gaze and the agape mouth and struggles, then that's not going to be good. But either way, that's going to give some indication, I would say, of what direction this is going to go.
How many more indications do you need, fella? He's also the president, Joe Biden, doing a sit-down with Lester Holt on Monday, our understanding. George Stephanopoulos, he was the latest journalist to get a crack at Biden. George was caught on tape, I think TMZ, actually, it was just walking on the street sort of video, said Biden's not going to make it 4 more years.
No, he may not make it 4 more years. He's got to make it 5 more months, man. That's all he's got to do. I mean, so, yeah, and that's why you have a vice president. You think Trump's going to make it 4 more years?
I think that guy's a cockroach. He might live forever.
I don't think so.
Last night, Dom, Colorado's Senator Michael Bennett became the first Senate Democrat to publicly turn on the president, saying Biden would lose if he stayed on the ballot and perhaps cause congressional Democrats to lose as well. My understanding today, I heard Tammy Baldwin is currently polling as much as 15 points better than Biden. That's quite a difference between the senator from Wisconsin and
that's not good.
The guy who's supposed to be at the top of the ticket. Here is what Bennett said. Here's a quote, Dom. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take it with the Senate and the House. Bennett told CNN, adding he believes the White House has done nothing to demonstrate that they have a plan to win in November. And Republican challenger Trump, 78, that's his age, right, Dom? Yeah, meanwhile, is back on the war path. After a long interval of silence following the June 27th debate, accusing Biden of hiding secrets about its health. It's the biggest cover-up in political history, Trump thundered at a rally on No, I got the Biden mouth. A rally in Florida on Tuesday, the former president dared his successor to another debate without moderators and challenged him to a round of golf.
You know, I mean, it's just.
I would love to say I would actually put more stock in Joe Biden and Donald Trump playing golf, mano a mano, match play, perhaps, Tom, than I would in another unmoderated debate performance. Joe could prove more on the golf course to me at this late hour.
Well, what are you to prove what, man? Prove what?
That he's a good golfer. He claims he's a six handicap, man. I want to see him hit it long and straight off the tee. I want to see his short game. I want to see him roll some putts.
I want to see him play basketball. I want to see him do some Muay Thai. I want to see some MMA. I want to see some push-ups. What has that got to do with it? Nothing. It's nothing. It's hogwash. It's rambling. It's craziness. This is not what this is about. We're going to give the guy with the best drive the football for the nuclear codes? Are you freaking kidding me?
I didn't say all that, but these two guys should be living at the beach in Florida golfing all day, should they not? Both of these guys.
I mean, it sounds like hell to me, dude. Just for the record, I am not a golfer, although I have clubs. No, dude. No, hell to the no. This is not how you compare your political candidates by their golf game. And the fact that the former guy, the crazy-ass Trump, is throwing us out there as a challenge, this makes it even more obscene and stupid. And the fact that we got to talk about it now, that you think this is a good idea, make me question your mind, Crudy.
I judge myself against other men by how far they hit off the tee. Because I know I'm a big hitter. Big hitter, the llama.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's juvenile.
I judge myself against you by height.
Yeah, is that what you do? I don't judge, Crudy. I just am. I'll let you be the judge. This is the greatest radio show ever. That's the truth. 844-967-2789. We've got some callers holding. Be patient. We'll get to you on the other side.
I was going to say, I judge us by weight, but, you know, I know you get a little touchy if I talk about your puffiness.
Hey, man. Been a good week. Last week, not so much. You know, the holidays, Joe's in town, ice cream drinks at random in Milwaukee. No, man, but I've had a few days to, you know, let it all out. So I'm feeling pretty good these days.
Are we listening to Chariots of Fire? What is this?
The theme from ER. George Clooney?
Wow. Oh. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Biden has lost Clooney and the Grey's Anatomy crew. Something like that.
And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the Lions, 844-967-2789. I kind of feel like Richard should have heard some, I'm all right. You know,
Dancing Gopher from Caddyshack.
Yeah, dude, I literally watched that movie like 3 days ago. It's still so good. Sometimes I just don't want to, you know, unplug, unwind, just watch something, you know, mindless. So it's not a Trump rally. It's the great Caddyshack.
What was that musical choice? I feel like we're getting more 80s TV theme songs.
That was Santana.
Was it a TV show theme song?
No.
Just Santana. Okay. Dom, you warned me not to get T-boned. But here I am getting T-boned on local and regional radio. An article at Medium. And here's the headline, and you texted me last night to warn me off, and I don't need warning. I know what I'm doing.
You got T-boned. I didn't get T-boned, man. We call it getting T-boned because you got T-boned. Perhaps you should define it,
Chris. I've already told the people what getting T-boned means. Once upon a time, former Heisman Trophy winner and Christian know-it-all, Tim Tebow, was alleged to have been picked up for prostitution in a Florida hotel room. And I went and I looked it up, and there was another article referencing the very same arrest. And as it turns out, they had sourced this original article. They were the original Tebowies, but I saw it in two places. I said, I think it's true. So I published it on Facebook. And within an hour or two, Snopes had put out a disclaimer like, no, Tim Tebow did not get arrested for prostitution. And we had like 26,000 hits on the article already. Like, people desperately wanted that story to be true. And, you know, at the time we cared about our social media followings and such. But ultimately, Dom, we did the right thing. We took it down. We vowed.
Never
to get Tebowed again. And in that light, I should warn you, this piece might be satirical. Yeah, okay. I got that before I published it, fella. I knew it was a satirical piece. Medium claiming Milwaukee breweries are making new beers that insult Donald Trump. I was in it more for the insults of Donald Trump and the beer, you know, all the things I love all kind of come together for me. But I didn't think it was like 100% true. Here is what's being written down. 100% true. Dash McIntyre over at the Medium says, Milwaukee breweries are drafting new beers to commemorate the Republican National Convention's upcoming nomination of Donald Trump for president in the city following Trump's recent claim that Milwaukee is a horrible city. The following are beers now available in various Milwaukee bars. This may or may not be true. I'm just warning the audience. Don't get Tebowed. You go order one next week, you might not get the beer you're expecting. But I did like the list. I felt many of these clever. So I put it on the Facebook page just so I would remember it was out there in the Tebow verse. So here it is, Dom. Here's number one. Rapey Donald Pilsner.
Terrible, man. And true.
Lock him up, Lager Dom. Diaper Don Dunkel.
Not drinking that.
No, thank you.
No, terrible marketing.
Here's one. Poopy Pants Sour Beer.
Nope, also no.
Impeached Imperial Ale.
Ooh, perhaps.
Epstein's Best Bud Kolsch.
Terrible.
Don't serve it to minors, Dom. I can't even say the next one.
No, they serve up the minors, Curdy. That's how it's done.
Golden Shower Wheat Beer?
Ooh, no.
Halfwit Hefeweizen? Halfwit Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? Think of Ivanka just for a second. Incest Blonde Ale.
Oh, gross, man. Come on.
Here's one you'll appreciate, Dom. In 2 weeks, Porter. Because everything was coming in 2 weeks.
Everything's coming in 2 weeks.
When do I get the rent?
Next week.
In 2 weeks.
Next week. That's when the replacement for Obamacare is coming. That's when everything's happening. 2 weeks. Unfortunately, the RNC is next week.
If any of you have clever suggested insult Trump beer names that some of the local breweries in Milwaukee could stock next week, please join us now at 844-967-2789.
Lion Lager. That's all you need.
Lion Lager. I prefer Bankrupt Cream Ale. Felt like that was pretty good. With Tears in Their Eyes Pale Ale and Convicted American Pale Ale. A lot of ales. Twice Impeached Double IPA, Dom.
Oh, there you go. A little hoppy for me, but sure.
Two-time popular vote loser Whitbeer. There's Felon Malt Liquor. Fake Hair Hellies. Hellies? H-E-L-L-E-S. I'm not a huge beer aficionado.
Beer L's.
Dotard Dunkler Bock. And this one, little tip of the cap to Stormy Daniels and the hell she went through. Mushroom Maybach. Some suggested
gross
Trump insult beers that may or may not be served in Milwaukee.
Hey, maybe not. We'll see.
Just be a story of Tebow. You never can tell. Don't be Tebowed. We only tell the truth. The practice.
And if you get it wrong, then you correct the record.
Well, the practice in this case was really just to insult Donald Trump. Well, the beer may not actually exist in a can or a bottle that you can purchase, but you know, if you can insult some Republicans at the bar in Milwaukee this week while you try to order some of these fine brews, Dom, I mean, that'd be worth the price of admission. Yeah, give me the bankrupt cream ale, you know, named after the Republican nominee. And for my friend, he needs the Diaper Don Dunkel and the Poopy Pants Sour Beer, a couple of those. And two tree rapey Donald Pilsners for all my friends. More Devil's Advocates. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates.
All right, now here we go.
Making radio great again.
Now we're gonna tell you a little story here about the way we like to party. Take you on a trip.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a hump day edition. That means Dom's probably drinking tequila. At least soon.
They wait for the happier happy hour, Crudy.
The happier happy hour, it's coming soon enough, Dom. We'll get you belly full of tequila. And I know it's got to be a little troubling to you, Dom, that your tequila manufacturer, George Clooney, who made, what, the Casa Amigos that you like so much.
Casa Amigos, yep.
Neat, with a couple of ice cubes, just so you can dip them in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Drip a couple of ice cubes in there. But anyways, George Clooney has turned on Joe Biden. Sad news. And apparently the city of Milwaukee, if you believe the Tebow-styled article, is turned on Donald Trump, and they've got all sorts of insulting beer options to serve the RNC delegates next week, or at least the article would claim. Might be satire. But if you got some smart, assy, sort of insulting beer names for Donald Trump's appearance in Milwaukee, we would love to hear from you, our fair audience, at 844-967-2789. I believe Matt from Johnson's Creek, you're going to be first. Matt, what do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. So, once again, I pointed this out to Maggie last week sometime. Pay attention every time somebody, quote unquote, turns on Joe Biden or brings up the idea of him dropping out or overtly says this person needs to drop out. It is, without a doubt, a straight white male. The exact people who have absolutely zero.
What about Nancy Pelosi, sir? Trump,
she didn't say he needed to drop out. And also, she's rich. She's old. It's not going to affect her anyway. I'm saying the people that are asking him to drop out are risking absolutely nothing. You don't hear the people that are actually going to be damaged by a Trump presidency asking for Joe Biden to drop out, because switching
Matt out
is dooming.
It's a great observation. Matt hadn't thought of it that way. What about those folks? Because, you know, Congress, they got to run every 2 years. You know, there's some folks that'll be in swing districts or whatever the case may be. Their electoral lives may be at risk, if not their pocketbook or their, you know, personal safety. Matt, have you taken that into consideration?
Yeah, I have. And it's exactly right. They're not public servants if that's their attitude. They care more about being in Congress than doing in Congress. That's my opinion. And this guy from Colorado is more than likely up against it in a purple district, I'm guessing. All he's thinking about is himself. He's not thinking about people who, like I said, will actually be damaged by a Biden presidency. And let's also not forget that it is still July. Trump was elected president after the Access Hollywood tape came out like 5 minutes before the election. So we're not even that close to the election. So I disagree with Nancy Pelosi at that point, too.
Matt, the reporting is that the president will be doing a press conference tomorrow. I guess we're losing Matt. And I wanted to find out from Matt's perspective, if the president performs in the same manner in this press conference tomorrow, as he did during the debate, would that change Matt's mind? Well, we don't know because Matt hung up. But those are, I mean, these are practical and important questions that only time will tell.
But nothing that Biden has done since the debate has really reclamated what we saw. I mean, every interview has been orchestrated except for the one with George Stephanopoulos, where basically George asked him, why aren't you getting out? And, well, because, you know, I think a participation trophy is good enough. And that was very unsettling. And what I mean is, you know, what if you find out, because you stayed in the race, sir, Trump got elected and all the bad things you were fearful of came to pass? Well, you know, I still get my participation trophy. It's not about you, Joe. I mean, I get that it is, but it's not. It's about the American people. It's about democracy. If it's really that important, that may not have been the right answer. And I get the fact that people like Matt want Biden to be the guy. And you can find lots of rationales and reasons. And I've clarified. I certainly think he has had a good presidency. But as the guy, as the torchbearer, as the guy who's got to go win in November, I think he's already sunk. I don't think he can win. I think he cannot overcome the image. You know, I called it naked grandma. You can't overcome that image in the mind of the American people. It's indelibly stuck in their brains. And nothing he has done since has changed my opinion. I saw the guy last Friday. I was 50 feet away from Joe Biden. Gave a decent speech off a teleprompter. That's Joe at his best. That's the best we get out of Joe. Teleprompter speeches. That is not the same as being able to go out there and effectively communicate why you to the American people. And he didn't do that in the Stephanopoulos interview. He didn't do that in the Earl Ingram orchestrated interview. And I'm not sure that he's going to be able to accomplish that goal.
Well against, when you went on right-wing talk radio and you listed all the accomplishments of the Biden administration, seems like you articulated pretty well why the guy should have another
turn.
Yeah,
but Joe is apparently incapable of doing that for himself. I'm not saying that Joe doesn't have the best surrogates. He's got lots of people that love him. James Clyburn was in Wisconsin. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they were all in Wisconsin for Joe in the last 2 weeks. Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, in Wisconsin for Joe. You know who else had great surrogates? Hillary Clinton. Never called her President Clinton, though, did we?
844-967-2789. We call this the greatest radio show ever. Mike from Oregon, you are up. Welcome to the show. Mike, what do you got for us?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, love the show. I work out in the picker, so I get to listen to you on the way home back to Oregon. Anyway.
Right on, man.
Hey, you gave me a great idea. And if Saturday Night Live finds out about us, they also owe us all three a case of beer. And this is with your golf idea with our future presidents, one or the other. They should put them on a golf course on Saturday Night Live and then get two of the caddies, one a black one, one a Mexican-American. And, of course, Trump would say, you take the druggie and the murderer, and I'll take the black people because they love me, and then have the sons on board, too. And then when they all get done, go have a paintball game and get it over with once and for all.
I mean, there's all sorts of ways, Mike, that we could evaluate our presidential candidates. You know, the Olympics are coming. How about in the spirit of the Olympics, maybe a 400-meter race? Let's get them out there, get their track shoes on, get their little tight little outfits on, shoot the gun, go, run full blast as fast as you can around the track. You want to see that? I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
How about 100 meters? That seems like a more reasonable distance for both men.
Oh, man.
I would like
one time around the track, Crudy.
How about
one time around the track?
How about on a bicycle? Because that would seemingly advantage Joe. You know, for all you Joe loyalists, make Trump ride around once around a quarter mile track on a bicycle, him and Joe in a race. I feel confident Joe would win the bike race. I'm less clear who would win the
better executive, chief executive, commander in chief, either one of them.
Well, you got to have some baseline standard
on that day. And I've seen Trump, you know, slice.
Gambling's illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
That's not a way to judge your president, man.
you don't know how you're supposed to judge a president. 844-967-2789.
Man, how about that?
You voted for Gary Johnson. I don't want to hear about it.
Let's assume they're both old zombies. What was Biden's 4 years? What was Trump's 4 years? Lay those side by side, then you pick there.
Okay, if that was the only determinant, man, I can win that argument. I won that argument on Right Wing Talk Radio yesterday with regular Joe. It's not that I can't win the argument. It's not that the facts don't lay out for the support of Joe Biden as President Joe. But ultimately, a campaign is still about winning hearts and minds. And that's where he falls short, and it's unfortunate because that is only prerequisite to winning the office. And although it would be nice if he could communicate his
mind, Rudy. You think the adjudicated rapist, the fraudster, that guy's winning.
No, of course not. Of course not. I didn't say that Trump was a satisfactory president.
Where are they going? Where are people going to go? People want to be involved in self-governance and decide where they're going
to
go.
They're going to go to Chicago, and those delegates at the DNC still have a decision to make. Are they going to support the incumbent? Are they going to, you know, go rogue, go off the reservation?
Go rogue.
That could still happen. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. John from Watertown. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Yes.
Hi, John.
Yes. Well, first of all, I just wanted to make the comment that I don't think a golf game between Trump and Biden would be the way to go. I mean, Trump spent a lot of his presidency golfing, so...
So true. What do you think then, John? Bowling? Water aerobics? What's the proper sport to evaluate these two men side by side?
That's an interesting question. I can't think of any particular sport. I don't know. An arm wrestling match?
Yeah, see, I'd be worried that Trump would throw his weight into it. Trump claims he's 239, probably Trump's closer to 260. Heavier. Joe can't be 175, soaking wet.
I prefer the shot challenge. Remember Raiders of the Lost Ark when Karen Allen at the beginning, when you see her character, she's in some other country and she's in a bar and they're doing shots and they're competing in shots. And I do a shot and you do a shot. I do a shot and you do a shot. Maybe pulling tubes, John. Or we could evaluate their executive experience.
I know they have another debate coming up in September, right?
Well, that's currently on the calendar, September 10th. John, I am very skeptical whether or not it's going to happen.
Well, now, it would be an excellent opportunity for Biden to... redeem himself. I mean, if he crushes that debate, maybe people will forget about the first one.
Yeah.
My fear, John, why would Trump give him the opportunity at redemption? I know that Trump claimed this week, hey, I'll give you another debate, no moderators, and we go play a round of golf for $1 million. I thought there was $1 million offered.
That could be. I guess, is the second debate canceled already, or...
No, but I suspect Trump may do so. I just can see if Trump is up substantially in the polls, Trump didn't participate in any of the primary debates. He skipped out even on the Fox News debate in 2020, I believe. So I think there's a good chance if he thinks he's positioned, takes two to tango. Yeah. He doesn't have to show up.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I'd give Joe another opportunity if I were Trump. I'd give him as many debates as he wanted.
Yeah. Well, now if Biden decided that he wanted to still be in the ticket but not run, could they,
flip the ticket?
Turn the ticket over and have it be Harris-Biden?
They absolutely could, but only with Joe's consent.
The vice presidency is a lot lighter duties, isn't it?
I'm not clear that there are any duties of the vice presidency. Just be ready just in case. But he could be sage counsel sitting in the wings, literally in the East Wing. And quite frankly, I like the idea. I can't imagine that this would ever come to fruition. I mean, hell, I don't think Joe's stepping down unless some other shoe drops. And I think, quite frankly, you know, it's going to have to be the persuasion of his wife, John. And thank you for your call, sir. Or perhaps you see, Schumer or somebody... Well, no, I think there are Democratic leaders. If he loses not just the faith of George Clooney, but if someone like Nancy Pelosi didn't just come out and say, well, you know, he's got to make up his mind and he should hurry up and do so. Well, I already made up his mind. Well, he should hurry up and make it up differently is what she's telling him today.
Hurry up and make it up again.
But when the Nancy Pelosi's, when the former Speaker of the House goes out there and says publicly, Joe, drop out, that may have a more persuasive effect.
Would it have a more persuasive effect than George Clooney saying, Joe, drop out?
Depends on who your target audience is. I mean, Clooney is presumably a donor. Also, a celebrity. You know how the Dems love their celebrities, Dom. You know, when you lose Clooney, it could only be worse if you lost Oprah. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. He's still got Whoopi Goldberg, though. She's Joe or bust.
Is Dog the Bounty Hunter still backing Trump?
Well, I must assume he is, Dom. Come back with us. Are you still backing Gary Johnson and his fine stellar record? As governor of New Mexico, was it?
He was a governor.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Radio cell phone lines open. Go in there next. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've got a few insulting to Trump beer options from the text line.
Ooh.
People have been more participatory there, you know, than drop their one-liner for Crudy to read. I read them. Like you, Matt, from Richland Center. Kofifi Coffee Stout. another contribution. Fascist Fat Boy. And I like this one. Luke from the south side of Chicago. Mexico will pay for it. Porter Wall. There are a few other contributions here. Not about the, you know, insulting Trump beer names. I'll read a few more and then we'll get back to the lines. 844-967-2789. Earlier caller, Matt from Johnson Creek, describing himself, question mark. Anybody who is a minority situation and discriminated against can feel completely confident that no matter who runs, that person will be trying to protect his or her rights. I think they mean the constituents' rights. Yes, I think so. L.A. Tom tells us, nothing's changing my mind. I'm riding with Biden. Lots of people are, I suspect. Others, less so. Jake from Milwaukee says, the image the crude is spreading for Republicans. So you'll take, Andrew from Verona sort of finishes the thought. So you'll take the naked orange bowling ball over naked saggy Joe. Quit putting those images in my head.
Stop it.
A tall caller texts in with this inquiry, and I think it's a legitimate question. I don't know if Donald J. Trump can ride a bike. I would be quite skeptical.
Yeah, as would I.
Steve from Milwaukee said, did you not watch the State of the Union, Crudy? I did. I didn't have these complaints about Joe until I saw him on the debate stage. One more here. If we're talking zombies, Trump would get farther. He eats way more.
Eat the brains.
844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
The polling doesn't seem to indicate the concern that you and I both share about the presidency, about Joe Biden's impact and ability to go out and win the election. Now, he's down a couple from where he was, from my understanding, but he's not down. He didn't drop 10 points. He didn't drop 20 points in the polling. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it takes time for people to fully digest what they've seen. I don't think he was just going to fall off the table, but I think you have seen a diminishment in the polling. And I think every day this conversation goes on and people can point at us and say, Crudy, shut up. If I shut up, is the entire nation going to shut up? I'm not the only one advocating for Joe to step down. You got everyone from George Clooney to Nancy Pelosi today. Michael Bennett, a senator, a Democratic senator, saying it's going to be a landslide loss. Let's cut our loss. Can't be you, Joe. So the longer this conversation goes on, the greater the likelihood that even if Joe is the eventual nominee, and I think he will be, he's going to lose. He will not overcome this post-debate dialogue. I mean, it's been dragging on for 2 weeks. The Access Hollywood didn't drag on for 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know about that.
9672789. There wasn't 2 weeks till the election for it to have dragged on.
The RNC is coming here. I mean, Donald Trump will have an opportunity to fall on his face many, many times. I mean, he stayed low in the aftermath of that debate, you know, politically wise thing to do. I mean, Joe crapped the bed. Yeah, let him wallow in it. But, you know, Trump's going to come out, man. He's going to be in Milwaukee next week. He can't hide. And we're going to see full on Trump. And I have every expectation that he will perform as poorly as Biden did. You think Donald Trump's just going to ride this wave and not say anything stupid or asinine or fascist or insulting to the degree or have his own mental diminishment in front of the world to see between now and then, man? No, I don't think that's the case. That's why he was laying low for so long.
Well, perhaps the most strategic Donald Trump's ever been. 844-967-2789. A few more callers while there's time. Tom from Madison. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think if you're talking about a contest, you don't have to go to golf or bicycles. Just see if Trump can drive a car.
He's a New Yorker. I don't know if he could drive a car. I mean, the guy's been chauffeured around here.
You have those photos of him in the fire engine from a long time ago and in the semi-truck, but he's never
in the semi-truck,
ever driving.
He was, woo-hoo!
Yeah, but the beers, I was thinking of a Snowflake Stout, Bigot
nice.
Bock.
Say that second one again.
Loser Lager.
Bigot Bock.
Bigot Bock and Loser Lager, but my favorite, I think, would be Deporter Porter. Would be my favorite so far. I'm also going to be doing a beer church at a certain brewery here in Madison that does a lot of political beers on Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you guys come down, I'd be happy to buy you beer.
Beer church, you got to give us a location, Tom. What church?
Well, that's a Minocqua Brewing Company on East Wash. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll be doing political songs and drinking songs and who knows what, maybe even poetry.
I wish you well in your endeavors, Tom. I will not be joining you there. 844-967-2789. I hope you stick around and join us for a happier, happy hour. Dom's breaking out the boss tequila. We'll take your phone calls.
And I did a little digging, Crudy. I have found the platform for the GOP. Yeah, the 2024 GOP platform. Make America Great Again. All caps, exclamation point. It looks like a 12-year-old wrote it.
Well, they're just trying to, you know, target their typical supporter, delegate, and voter, of course. Tom, you make it too complicated. They won't be able to read it.
Oh, it's not complicated, and we will read it. 844-967-2789. Eat your broccoli and listen to the greatest radio show ever.